Hello, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, and every week you will come here to listen to people from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing some positive things in their communities. And today, my special guest is my big brother, the president and CEO of Helping One More Entrepreneur, aka Home, Mr. Joe Rikiki. That's right. He is here with me in studio, and we are so excited to have not only launched the studio here at home, but to be able to work together. So welcome, Joe, to Out and About with Antoinette.
Well, thank you, Antoinette. It's an honor and a privilege to be with you this morning. And all that you've done to help make Blake's Booth a success here at home.
Well, Joe, you know what? You have made me feel at home here at Helping One More Entrepreneur. And you know what? There are so many great services that are being offered here at home. But before we talk about that and the packages that are available, I want to ask you, Joe, tell us a little bit about your journey. How did you get here from, you know, point A to point B and every point in between to set up Helping One More Entrepreneur?
Well, before starting Home back in 2011, I was vice president of finance and business development with ChristianaCare. I was responsible for about eight different companies and got all the healthcare services like imaging, physical therapy, occupational health, sleep, surgery centers, medical aid units out in the community. I was successful in getting imaging and physical therapy, for instance, out to south as far as Dover, and was working out different arrangements with BB for diabetes program, as well as occupational health and sleep at Nanticoke down in Seaford. In 2011, and during that time, I also handled real estate projects, getting those services out in the community. And I did, in a three-year time period, I did seven real estate projects, getting them out. The last big one is the Smyrna Health and Wellness Center, as you know, on Main Street in downtown Smyrna, across from the beautiful Opera House. And now I'm also responsible for that in our property management endeavors. In 2011, the hospital decided to restructure and basically did away with my company, which was a sister subsidiary, and I was out on my own. Here I was at 55, 57 years old, really 56. And what do? You know, it was a shocker. You're the head of household, you know, from my Italian background. You're not supposed to be the one that has a problem. You're the one supposed to be the provider for everybody. So needless to say, even though I wasn't diagnosed, I'd say I was like clinically depressed for 3 years, but I think I hit it very, very well if you talk to the family and folks out there. But being as it may, creating one company wasn't enough. I ended up creating four companies down there. I created Home, which back then it was called Healthcare Operations Management Enterprises, because the idea, because of my almost 40 years of healthcare financial management experience, was to focus more on practice management, medical billing, stuff related to the healthcare arena, which obviously over time changed, and get away from the healthcare and doing more business helping, business management consulting. Hence, thanks to my son, Chris Rikiki, who you know, came on board with me, and he came up with the name Helping One More Entrepreneur. But we wanted to keep the logo, you know, with the roof, for recognizing the name Home, and the gold roof. So with that, we started it. But in the early days, I was doing more like contract negotiations, cost analysis for the practice. But because of Obamacare and a lot of complexity with reimbursement, it was just tighter and tighter. And the hospitals taking over more practices, it just made more sense focusing on the business side of things. So that was Home. And then we had three subsidiaries. One was Thrive Real Life Independence, which now is an independent company from home. There we are a provider for the state of Delaware for the Division of Developmental Disability Services, as well as the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. And we help folks with intellectual disabilities get placed in good paying jobs, which, by the way, there's a federal tax credit of $2,400 up to the first 6,000 of salaries. And the state of Delaware recently now provides $1,400 for employers that want to give folks a chance and employ these folks. And what we do is we provide a variety of supported employment services like coaching, help them with the interview process, and we work with and get the message out to a lot of different employers throughout the state of Delaware. We've recently expanded our footprint into Kent and Sussex County. Up until recently, we primarily focused our efforts in Newcastle County and have been very, very successful. The other company was called Delmarva Scanning Solutions, where what we do is we provide businesses with a simple solution to get rid of their backlog of paperwork. And in the healthcare community, we provide those services for practices to get rid of all their charts, especially in the early 2010. So practices were required because of Medicare to go on an electronic medical record, and which would do away with all these volumes of charts. During that time period too, for instance, I became the management company, or Home became the management company for the Dover Surgery Center, for instance. Well, we did 7 years worth of charts, which in 18 they got purchased by Bay Health. But we did 7 years worth of patient charts, which amounted to 1.2 million sheets of paper, not sheets of paper, but scans. So two sides of a piece of paper is considered two images. We uploaded it to their cloud storage site when we did the acquisition. And I was also the CFO and the finance department and payroll department for Delaware Sleep Disorder Centers, which we still work with. And that started through a joint venture at the hospital, which I was in charge of. So Delmarva, we collapsed that and provide those services still, but under Home, we're not a big time operation or storage facility like your Bayshore or Iron Mountain. It's strictly, we pick up the boxes, we bring them here in Middletown, we scan the images, provide it back to you either in a cloud storage or give it to you in a flash drive. So we could do a whole number of things like that. And then we work with certified vendors to destroy or shred the information and give you a certificate of destruction that it was done properly and it's supervised by us here. And we've helped a lot of different people with like 10 boxes. So anybody today, especially because of the pandemic, if they ended up having to downsize and instead of bringing the stuff in their house, their garage, their basement, their attic, we could take that information from them and give it back to them so it's still secure. Because as you know, businesses are required to retain that information for at least 7 years.
Wow, Joe, man, you know what? What's really amazing about what you said, I'm going to let you continue, but you said in 2011, when you're about 55, 56 years old, things took a turn. But that didn't stop you. You became what I consider an encore entrepreneur. You've taken all your years of experience and you said, you know what? I'm going to create not one, not two, not three, but four companies. And, you know, for those of us that have been through that, because I consider myself an encore entrepreneur after 32 years in corporate America, I too was laid off. And, you know, it was a different, you know, it's like, what do? When you're used to having someone tell you what to do, when to do it, and then giving you a paycheck to starting all over again at the age of 55. See, and it's not like, you know, our day when we, you know, we did everything with pen and paper. I still use pen and paper as opposed to, you know, the younger generation now with social media and now podcasting and blogging and vlogging. And I love this. I love your story. And I'm going to be honest with you. I did not know all this back in. I did not know. Joe and I, you know, I met Joe. I've been working here. And in full disclosure, let me tell you, I'm a member of the society, okay, right, at Helping One More Entrepreneur. And as a member, I have an opportunity not only to present, you know, LinkedIn, the platform for professionals. And then in July, I'm going to be doing social media strategies for small business owners. And this is not a secret hush-hush society, but this is also as part of a benefit of not only being here at home, but working with Joe. Joe, you know, tell us a little bit more about the society. What's all involved, how our listeners can get involved, and you know, what is the ultimate goal or the ultimate value of becoming a member of not only Helping One More Entrepreneur, but also the society?
Well, to let you know, in actuality, the whole concept evolved from, again, evolving from my healthcare background to the business background. So before creating this concept, there was always something in the back of my mind. But during the transition, because I had, I guess, time on my hand, for 4 years, I was the president of the Delaware chapter of the Medical Group Management Association. And it's a nonprofit for all the practice managers and administrators. And there, what we provided was monthly sessions on topics that were pertinent to the practice management environment. So having that background, and really Chris and I took care of all of that stuff, because it doesn't exist anymore for Delaware for various reasons. So I said, you know what? This would be needed, because a lot of the chambers are doing these things, but I didn't see the same enthusiasm behind it. So back in September, we started the healthcare, you know, the Helping the Entrepreneur education series. And then we said, you know, let's get more speakers. So we started off with a core of about, I think there's seven of us on the board, steering committee, if you want to call it. So the idea came up with, and with, you know, Mike Walmer, was what do we call this thing? Let's make this into an organization, a membership organization. So we came up with the idea, Helping the Entrepreneur Society. And we made it a minimal fee on an annual basis, so people have the ability to use our services. And we provide, and we now, I'm happy to say, have a schedule all the way up to December of a variety of speakers, yourself included. And I'm grateful to you for that. And we offer free variety of topics of these different programs every other Thursday evening, the second and fourth Thursday of the month, from 6 to 7:30. And because of COVID, it's been predominantly virtual through Zoom. We have had some sessions, especially like yours, in April, where we had workshops and we had a hybrid. We have, and this goes back to, we'll get into it with home here in Middletown, we have a large training room, meeting room facility with a 65-inch screen TV, the state-of-the-art smart TV Samsung, and access to the Wi-Fi. So we've had up to 10, 12 people, well, really 10 because of COVID, people in person, as well as up to 25 people on the Zoom call. And very, very successful. We have a large widescreen webcam. So we provide these different services. We've had IonaCon from the new Delaware Black Chamber of Commerce, which we host them as a tenant here in one of our private offices. And she did a whole session on grant writing. And we had yourself talking about blogging and podcasting. We've had Kira Smail doing, you know, life coaching, and with tag team with Bruce Rushton from Growth Coach of Northern Delaware. Bruce does a variety of things. He does, like, you know, breaking, you know, shattering your goals, I forget the exact title, but those are a variety of things. We had Rod Hausman, for instance. He's with he does financial advisor work. He helps folks. He handles, just to be transparent, he created our, or helped us create our simple IRA for our employees, for Home and for Thrive. So it's a variety of services. This morning from 9 to 10:30, we had Diane Campanelli with the Lions Companies Group, and she did a whole session on employee handbook. 2 weeks ago, she did a session on the hiring practices for businesses. So it's a variety of subject matters to help businesses stay out of trouble, learn, grow, and know that there's somebody here for them, and they were all free. Now, obviously, for those speakers, there's an opportunity here at home to provide their own commercial packages and services, and they get paid for that. So this is a way to open the door and make businesses aware of other services. So that's, in a nutshell, the society. And we'd look to continue that into the new year and expand those membership capabilities for those speakers and other folks to join into our organization. We are an augment to the Chambers, Home and Thrive, and my other company, the fourth company, evolved from Centurion Ventures Associates, which we had created for Chris to do graphic design and website and social media. That was collapsed into Home, but we converted that and renamed it to R&R Ventures Associates, where we do property management. So we have a variety of different real estate locations in Chichester Business Park, Smyrna Health and Wellness Center, Bunker Hill, to name a few, and we're looking to expand that venture. So it's a variety of things that we offer, and then we can get into the space here.
Wow, Joe, this is amazing. You know, this is a diamond. I always say Delaware is a diamond in the rough. There's so many great things going on. And, you know, I'd been here in Middletown for 26 years, and it took me to move out to come back to be, you know, helping one more entrepreneur. So we're going to take a quick break right now, and we'll be right back with my special guest, Joe Rokicki, and we're going to talk more about helping a one more entrepreneur. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Allison G. Daniels, three-time best-selling author who has written over 31 books. I am a book writing coach and publisher. I am excited today to offer you my 30-day write-to-finish book writing program. Whether you are preparing to write a book, are in mid-process, or have completed your first draft of a full-length book, this workshop is for you. What you would get, you will learn how to draft your outline, brainstorm and organize your ideas, identify your target audience, develop your content, avoid common writing mistakes, and time management. To get started, visit my website at www.agdpublishing.com. Take advantage of this opportunity before the class is full. This is Allison G. Daniels, and I look forward to working with you.
Hello and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake. And if you're a new listener, let me tell you what you'll be hearing here on Out and About with Antoinette. Each week, I have an opportunity to interview a guest who is from in or around the state of Delaware that is doing positive things in their communities. I will introduce you to them so that they can share their vision and their mission, and then you can share it with others. So stay tuned each week to Out and About with Antoinette.
In the meantime, in between time, make sure you subscribe to my blog, dellblogger.com. Find and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at dellblogger, and on Twitter at Delaware Blogger. And you can see my face in the place on YouTube and IGTV. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Out and About with Antoinette. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises, social media marketing and consulting, an award-winning blogger, vlogger, author, podcast host, professional speaker, and educator. And here on Out and About with Antoinette, every week on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I have an opportunity to interview a guest, not only from in and around the state of Delaware, but all across the world. And they are doing some major positive things in their community. And today's guest is Joe Rakiki. He is not only my big brother, Joe, but he is also the president and CEO of Helping One More Entrepreneur, affectionately known as HOME. And before the break, Joe and I were talking. He was telling me how he pivoted back in 2011 after, you know, a layoff or a change in job. And he created not only one company, not two, not three, but four. And they are growing. And he is just doing some amazing things here in Middletown, Delaware, but all across the counties, Newcastle, Sussex County, you know, Kent County. He is just doing some amazing things. So, Joe, what are the next steps? When you look down and you see, you know, you got your kids here, you know, you alluded to Chris, which is your son. You're leaving a legacy. You know, what are your goals, not only for Helping One More Entrepreneur and the other businesses? What is it that you want to leave, and what is it that we can help you share and spread the news about?
I'd like to help people. You can't take it with you. So I'm a firm believer of the golden rule: do unto others as you would want to have done to you. So I don't micromanage my people, never have, never will. And you treat people with respect. I'm from the old school, you know, recently turned 65. So I'm the first generation Italian American. My parents came from Southern Italy and they taught me good values. I'm an only child. And I try to instill that into my kids as well as my family, my employees, because my employees and friends like yourself, you're all extended family for me. Never having brothers or sisters, and taught the golden rule. So having said that, I recently, about a year ago, brought on my oldest daughter. Chris is my youngest, and he's my only son. I have three kids. Rosemary was recently promoted because Thrive, Real Life Independence, that's been phenomenal thanks to the help and all the hard work of Yvonne Coleman, who's our VP. She is retiring tomorrow. So having said that, we needed to find a replacement. So there was a couple of glitches that came through in the last week or so, but Rosemary has stepped up to the plate. Rosemary will be our director of operations for Thrive Real Life Independence. Rosemary graduated with honors from Wesley College in psychology, and then not too long ago graduated with her master's degree with honors from Immaculata University. This October, she's going for her certification and pursue things in that regard. She, under my guidance, has been directed to start a wellness program under HOME or now under Thrive. We recently hired another young lady who's gonna have a chance to shine. And her name is Shakara Johnson. She is going to be the director of programs and services. So we're replacing Yvonne with two individuals because of our footprint being expanded throughout the state. So Rosemary will run more of the company administrative side of things, and Shakira will do the day-to-day operations as far as, you know, working with the families, the employers, and what we call our navigators. And Shakira, by the way, is part of the Air Force National Guard, and she's been with us this week for this transition, but then she just accepted active duty at the Dover Air Force Base. So from June to September, she'll be in that capacity, but will be available to work with Rosemary off hours and weekends and sometimes during the week. So my goal there, and with folks with intellectual disabilities, is wouldn't it be cool, because we have like our own version of an incubator here, which we can get into if you'd like. Wouldn't it be nice to have somebody with a disability work with us, because we provide all this back office support, and have them become their own entrepreneur? There's a lot of people that we know that have folks in their immediate family that have special needs, and our goal is to treat those folks with respect, get them a nice job, get them a sense of purpose, and let them, just as our name says, feeling independent. So they're not dependent on society, they're not dependent on their parents, they earn a living, and they grow and blossom into a beautiful flower. So that's that. And then as far as the company, I think, and then I have another daughter who's actually an independent navigator, Daniela. And, you know, she, because of different circumstances, all three of my kids and all four grandchildren and Daniela's little dog, they all live with me in Bear. So sometimes that's great, and sometimes you get on each other's nerves, and it drives my wife, Anna, who is from Italy, crazy. She works for Quest. She's a phlebotomist. She's the best in town.
Awesome. Awesome. And you know what, Joe? I just love, you know, you talking about the family, you talking about the golden rule. And you know what? That's so important, especially these days. And Rosemary and Chris and Daniela and, you know, the whole family are really doing some positive things. And that's why you're here with me today to talk about, you know, what's going on at home. And I'm going to have actually Rosemary come on this summer. And we're going to talk more about not only Thrive, but some of the great things that she's also doing in the community with those that, you know, are looking to better their lives. So, Joe, please leave us any contact information, your website, your email address, even a telephone number, so people can learn more about you, you know, more about the businesses, more about the opportunities here. And if there's any upcoming events that's going to be going on, you know, you can let us know about that. And then what I can do is bring you on again, because I know you have a lot going on this summer, and I want people in the community to know that as well. So give us some contact information today.
All right. So if people want to get a hold of me, my email address is jrichichi@thehomellc.com. thehomellc.com. Check out our website. Check us out on Facebook. Our website is helpingentrepreneur.com. And we also offer virtual services. So people today, because of the pandemic, are working from home. We have a solution for them. We can get that into that at a later date. But we provide space. We provide different resources, a conference room, training room that are available to folks. I can be reached at 302-274-8060 or myself, 302-379-1965.
This is great, Joe. Thank you so very much. And guys, again, head over to the website. I believe it's www.thehomellc.com. And on that website, you will see all the offerings and opportunities that is provided by Home. And if you want to reach out to Joe directly, you can call him at 302-274-8060. Again, that's 302 302- 274-8060. He gave you his personal one, but I'm going to stick with Anna, and so I'm not giving you his personal number again. So I don't know. She wants you calling, people calling on that. But www.thehomellc.com will give you a lot more information. Now, Joe, before I let you go, is there anything that you'd like to share with the listening audience today?
Take care of your kids, because nothing's more important than your family. And just to let everybody know, there's no place like home. And bring it all back home. Get the security of home.
I love it. There's no place like home. Thank you, Joe, so very much for being a guest here on Out and About with Antoinette. And I hope you and the family have a wonderful week. And may God continue to bless you, your mission, and your vision. Thank you, Joe, so very much.
Thank you very much.
And thank you guys for listening to today's episode of Out and About with Antoinette. You know, every week I have the privilege and the honor of interviewing a guest from in and around the state of Delaware who are doing some great things in their communities. And if you would like to be a guest on Out and About with Antoinette, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And don't forget to find and follow me on all my social media platforms, including my blog and vlog, using the Linktree ID Dell Blogger. Again, thank you for listening, and please share this podcast link with your family, your friends, your bae, and your boo too. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.